Morning. Yeah,
Hey,
what's
Michael,
going on?
welcome.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
We're so excited to have you here. We've been talking about wanting to have you on for so long after Lori had some work done with you. Do you want to tell everybody real quick what you do? And that way we won't fumble around trying to figure out how to explain what you do.
Well, I go by the hood dentist, and I kind of got popular or somewhat famous for showing that I can make removable gold teeth to cover up people's missing teeth, that would cost a lot less than what the average person would pay their local dentist for actual dentist work, like implants or veneers or something like that.
Exactly what we were saying. I'm like, you're doing God's work. When I'm scrolling through TikTok and I see that, I'm like, that's what I need. And then we were saying, looking at these, and you're just, it's changing lives. A lot of us cannot afford it. You said it.
No, really, it makes me feel good when clients tell me, I'm the reason they smiled, for the first time in maybe like 5 to 10 years. It's a crazy feeling to know that.
Oh,
So,
that's sad.
it's pretty cool.
So we're gonna roll right into, you're gonna explain, have Lori's gonna do a new fitting for her heart, right?
Definitely. Yeah, she's a I have to thank her. I know y'all were thanking me for coming on a podcast, but I thank her for being a three-time now client of mine. This will be her third set that she purchased from the Hood Dentist, and everyone watching can also do the same from the comfort of their homes by going to www.thehooddentist.com to order your mold kit, just like the lovely Lori did,
Thank you. Yes, I'm
Great.
so excited. So tell
Great
me what
to Well, you always got to keep in mind that once the two different colors of putty touch in about 30 seconds, it's probably going to turn into a complete solid, And we're going to go over, I'm going to give you about 3 steps, 10 seconds each. It's going to help you make the perfect mold. Most importantly, you just got to keep in mind that to make a very good impression, it's not really so much about capturing your teeth as much as it is capturing your actual gum line. So in your case, the gum line is going to be everything above the teeth we're working on, kind of like on the side,
okay.
way up here. And in order to capture that, it's very important that you actually pull your lip out and secure it. And keep it like this the entire time you're capturing the impression, like so.
Okay.
I mean, you're a pro. You've done this already, so we're gonna make it happen on the first try.
My hands sweaty.
But
All nervous for me. I'm feeling.
if you're ready, we can go ahead and start. Let's go.
Okay, put them together, right? And then
Step one,
start.
we're gonna mix them. We're gonna mix them as fast as we can, for about 10 seconds here. You're gonna push the two colors through with your fingers, trying to make them a solid light blue color.
Oh,
And
yeah.
you can definitely leave a little bit of the white streaks in there. That's what keeps the putty a little soft and turning all the way rock hard. But at this point, you can go ahead and start rolling it up into a ball with the palm of your hands. Try to keep your fingers out the way, just make the smoothest ball possible. You want to get rid of any lumps in the putty. That's step number two. And last, you're going to roll the putty up and down to make a short hot dog to fit on one side of the tray mostly. And you can go ahead and stop and you can lay that in the tray if you like.
Oh, so
Most
nervous.
mostly on that side. You don't want to too much squish it down. You want to keep it as thick as possible so you can capture your gum line. And
Okay.
just kind of fit it in there. And then what you want to do is go ahead and pull your top lip all the way up to the side. And let's go in and get a very deep impression. And you want to push up as hard as you can. Keep your lip fully raised. Don't drop your lip and just push up hard. Go. Push, 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 push. Keep going, keep going. Especially under the missing tooth. All
Yeah.
right. Push very hard. All right. Now this is what I want you to do. If it can't go up anymore, I want you to cup the tray like this. Perfect. And you're going to hold that position for 3 minutes and it should come out beautifully. All right.
Okay, I'm going to take over and ask questions with you. Okay, so first of all, how did you get started in this field, this work?
Well, I grew up in a small town in Texas called Killeen, Texas. And just Pretty much any city in Texas, period. Well, at least when I was growing up, it was kind of like part of the culture or like a rite of passage. Once you turn 16, 17, 18, you want to get a grill, just for looks. Then obviously we were young, didn't have anything to do with missing teeth. I had an uncle who ran the jewelry shop, still does. And I just had the smarts to reach out to him and ask him how I can be a part of the business because I just felt like it would be cool for me to be able to sell something that I wouldn't have to necessarily look over my shoulder for the police for, and to make some decent money. And he let me know that I could purchase a wholesale account through his jewelry shop. So I'd be able to order grills from the shop at wholesale cost and then put my own price on top of that to create a retail price and sell them for whatever I want to sell them for. And I've been doing that again since I was a senior in high school, a long time ago.
Wow. So you're going to take Lori's impression and you get it. And then what do you do with it next? Do you.
The next step is to inspect it, make sure that it definitely has a good enough gum line present before I drop it off at the shop. Because the last thing I want to do is take it there and have my uncle say, you're gonna have to charge this lady for another mold kit because the mold isn't good, And that's a conversation I would hate to have with a client. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Does your uncle do the work? Is it like he melts the gold? He's a jewelry maker then too.
Exactly, yes,
Okay, and
definitely.
does he pour wax into the mold that?
All that. It's a crazy process. So many steps. I can't even go over them, but there's videos on YouTube of how grills are made, and if you can see the machinery and the dedication it takes for each job, I'm still amazed at how fast we're able to crank these grills up, especially how fast my business has grown in the past 2 years thanks to TikTok. But it's been going great.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, so I'm going to share the screen with the what you had with Lori here,
Okay.
that one before. So there's the her first
It's
one.
gonna get hard in about 30
So
seconds. It'll
we've
be no
seen,
good.
the kind of thing, and then you also
Yeah,
have.
you gotta mix it pretty fast.
So we see.
So nervous.
No.
This is the one
You
that made
can't
me laugh.
try to make it one color as
Oh
fast.
yeah. Okay. So, anyway, I'm going to put that in the link, but I wanted to come here. This is you as well. Yes?
I can't see the screen.
Oh, sorry. Oh, am I not sharing? Oh, sorry. I know I have to stop share and come back. Sorry. They're not catching up. Sorry about that. Hang on. How about there?
Oh yeah, definitely. That's 100% me. Yeah, hood dentist by day, rap star by night, by the name of Spark Dog.
Oh, nice. Okay. And I'm going to play a little bit of this. Is that okay?
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Young male, unknown age, GSW to the chest. Just came in a few minutes ago. We're
I
working on
will
him
keep an
right
ear out for Lori too, but I wanted to just see.
now.
That's an intense scene.
Oh yeah, definitely. I try to make sure all my videos are as eye-catching as possible,
Awesome. Damn.
Oh.
Aww.
Laura, you got about 30 more seconds and you should be good. Hang in there for me.
Oh. And we'll put this in our show notes as well, of course.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Listen. Big Roddy say, if he could see how far I came, if I could have my nigga back, I'd
So
probably
good.
all the spray. They did my nigga dirt, shot him up and left his car in flames.
I like your voice.
But he also wasn't.
Thank you.
Since the toddler, yeah, his death left us all in pain. Taking lives is easy. Trying to stay alive, the hardest thing. Teardrops and tombstones. My city got a lot of graves. A lot of niggas died. So I gotta say a lot of names.
Damn.
Eve Hill and Butch died in the same week. Shot to death in these clean, blood-stained streets. My city's small, but please believe this shit ain't sweet. Jump off that porch, you gotta
I
know
want to
these
listen to
streets.
everything, but I know we're kind of like doing double duty here, but so I'm gonna pause it.
Yeah, we got to get that mouth trout of Lori's mouth. I
Yeah.
think she's good. I think she suffered enough.
But
How we look? How we looking over there, Lori?
what do you
hey,
think?
Beautiful, beautiful. Can
You're
you hold it like
a
this for me? And then kind of tilt it back almost flat, but not all the way. I can see the inside of the gum line. Lori's not on the. She's not. I can't see Lori's camera right now.
Oh, you can't see your camera.
Mm-mm.
Can you bring it up closer, Lori? Maybe.
It's not on the screen.
Oh.
It's just me and you.
Oh, maybe.
Okay, now I can see Lori. Okay. Oh yeah, that's perfect. That's what I needed right there. We good to go. We good to go.
When it's done. Your discography goes back to 2005.
Yeah, definitely. I've been making music for a long time.
Yeah.
Making music for a long time. Definitely.
See, that's awesome. I know. I was checking that out. I'm like, you've been doing this. So it's your time.
Are you still in Texas?
Nah, I moved to Atlanta, Georgia after I signed my record deal. So I'm out here now working on my album.
Oh, right on. Oh, yay. Yeah.
Definitely.
Congratulations on all your success. I mean, it's amazing. And, you know, I was telling Lori when I saw it, I'm like, I was going like this too, like,
No. You gotta practice for yours. You next.
Oh.
My next client.
Yeah, get one.
Yeah, you and Lori gotta be twinning, man. I gotta have a whole podcast grilled out from the Hood Dentist.
We should get matching. We'll be like, hey, bling.
Hey. Okay, I'll do it. Maybe I'll do all it. Right. That's in May. So yeah, it'll be fun.
All right, coming soon. Okay. Can't wait.
And I love Rose Gold. That's my favorite.
Do you have anything to tell us what's coming up or anything you want to, you know, anything else you want to tell us that's exciting?
Just, you know, every day is, I'm surprised by the stuff I got going on every day. I can't even just get into the list of things like that. I just want to say to keep up with me, you know, feel free to follow me on social media. I have a website for my music. It's sparkdawg.com. That's SPARKDAWG. Of course, if you want to order a grill, you know, order your mold kits at thehooddentist.com. I'm very active on Instagram. My Instagram name is spark_a_gram, G-R-A-M, like Spark A Gram. And of course, you can just search The Hood Dentist on TikTok. That's where I'm most viral. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Everything out there. And we know you have to go. We don't want to rush you, but I just can't thank you enough for stopping in and sharing your time with us. Really appreciate it.
Nah, I appreciate the acknowledgement. You know, it means the world.
Yes, I know I've been asking you for a while and I'm just so grateful you came on. And yes, we will let you go and I will get this out to you. And I'm so excited.
I'm gonna show you guys. It's my Versace bag with the mold kits going out right now. I gotta get ready to hit the post office. So I appreciate it. And I'll talk to you soon, Lori.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
All right, you guys. All right.
Bye.
Aww. Oh, so sweet. We're still recording.
Oh my gosh, yeah, Lisa, you need to get yourself
I didn't even think about it like that for me because my mouth is so small and I'm all like, but I want one. I want to, you know what I want is something that matches my car color. Like it's silver. It's like silver and gold. It's like not quite. I wonder what color it'd be, kind of like a yellow gold of some sort.
Look at all the stuff that he does, or you can even just tell him to send you. But if you go through his TikTok and look at all the people, like he has all these different setups. So you could do like the white gold with some like diamond dust and that might be like silvery.
That's right. Yes. That'd be
some the diamond dust on the gold might make it look like, I mean, he'll know.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that'd be fun. Okay. I'm going to do it.
Yay. I have a small, you saw, I can barely get that thing in there. So
I was like, oh, poor Lori.
I know that face. Well, the first one I did, the face, he was like, because when people are
he's, oh my god, what a sweet person
he really is. The music, he's been doing me a long time. What were you saying?
I want to hear more of his music because I'm sure that it's, you know, the stuff that he's experienced from where he's from. And we didn't have time to get too much into his stories of his upbringing and stuff, but you know, he did say, like, you know, he found a way to not have people, you know.
So I like really, I like that, how he said not to look over his shoulder for the police, because, you know, that it's hard not to get into that. I have no idea, but
right.
Stories, but well, Lisa, what else do you have? What else you got going on that we could talk
about? Not much freaking else, you know, just this gosh darn campaign.
It's almost over.
Emphasis on pain.
campaign.
It's fine. It is going to be whatever it is. I know that's like the worst thing to say. People are like, stop saying it is what it is. But it is. There's literally, was I talking with us yesterday where, you know, there's a lot of money pouring in. There's 8 candidates. One dropped out. There was 9. 8 okay. candidates. I want to say five of them. Let me think. 5 of them have had over $100,000 in donors to get them into this spot. Okay. So they can control $4 to $6 billion. They help oversee that for one spot out of 5 of the board, you know. So what is fascinating to me is, like, you know, even though my candidate is, you know, very new, we're dealing with the reality of the fallout. Yeah. But she didn't ask a bunch of money from her people. She didn't spend a bunch of money. We'll see how much. So the postmortem, we call it, is going to be, we're going to see how much we paid for the votes that she got. So maybe she spent X amount and she gets X amount of votes. And so how much money did we spend on, you know, did we actually spend? And we're very frugal and, like, you know, we're grassroots, literally. And so, but what to me is a bigger devastating loss is 4 or 5 other people have also are running for the same job and have had people pour so much money into it. So there's only going to be one winner at the end.
How much money
did they spend on these elections for one vote? And those people have to kind of answer to those people when they lose at the end of the day. Like,
and then what do you, well, okay, let me ask you. So this one person that wins, what do they want out of this? Other, like, how much do you make, and how long can they be in office, and what are the benefits to them? There has to be something. What's going
on? Well, the job that it is right now, most people stay there as long as they can. There is no term limits. There should be term limits. The one who is leaving was there for 32 years.
Ah, no. That's not okay.
Yes. and there was no succession. He didn't crown it. You know, he just decided last minute not to run. So that's why nobody had run for this job. This has not been an election that has been in the Bay Area in the time that I've been here, 32 years. So nobody knew what to expect. Nobody understands why there's so much money flowing in, other than you get to help, you know, you get $4 to $6 million, $1 billion budget to oversee, but you're one of 5 people. You're going to have to figure stuff out. I think it's a political stepping stone of sorts. We have conspiracy theories. I'll share my conspiracy theories because I don't go. I think there's people that wanted other offices probably, but because of the way both the Republican and the Democratic parties run all over the country, this is not endemic just to the Bay Area. So you have to wait your turn. And so, you know, when something like this job comes up that hasn't been open in all these years, has always been available. People could always run against it, but generally people don't run against an incumbent and win. It's very, very, that incumbent has to do some very egregious stuff for people to not, you know. And most people don't even know what this board is. We'll talk to Jennifer Cruz from Fresno, running for a similar job, and she's going to tell us all about it too. You will find out that nobody knows what the Board of Supervisors does, because
something crazy going on here. Like, I don't even, I need to follow it more, but then when I start following it, then I get so mad, and then I'm like, ooh.
It's actually really good that people like you and me start paying attention, because what I've learned, and it's probably the same there, we'll find out from Jennifer, the Board of Supervisors oversees money that comes in for social services in the county. So people get food stamps, housing, emergency care, health care. They oversee probably like, what is your, I think it's probably my mom's hospital, Fresno Community. Is that now the community hospital? It used to be Valley, or
that's it, not open.
Wherever people go to get, because they don't have health insurance when they're in emergency, wherever that place, who, what is it there now?
It'd be Fresno Community now, which is downtown, but the old like VMC, UMC, that's closed.
Yeah. So they oversee that aspect of it. So now Fresno Community, is it Fresno Community still? It's called something else now, I think.
It's a community network. So they have Clovis Community, Fresno Community. So it's in this some type of network, but we could probably, I think I have some clients we could get on that could talk about that part of it.
Yeah. So my mom for that too. Right. So they oversee the budgets for those things. And they also oversee the sheriff's department. So the big thing here, which Mark kind of alluded to, was about the corruption and the Santa Rita jail, which is under the purview of the Board of Supervisors, has the most deaths in a prison, either California or the country. They just recently paid out $7 million for a man who was in there for 3 days, and he was dead for 3 days, and they were just shoving food and medicine through his door and didn't check on him. And when they found him dead, he had been dead for up to 3 days.
I mean, come on.
And there's more. So part of this umbrella of money also pays to nonprofits that they hire because there's not enough people to do the work. So nonprofits step in to help with housing and, you know, healthcare and whatever, you know, whatever services that we could give to non. So a lot of people are going to have their hands up for nonprofits. This, when you ask, like, what is they going to get from this? People who support a candidate potentially could be like a recipient. Their nonprofit could be a recipient of money from the city. So it's all this network of people, and there is oversight. I'm talking out my pie hole here. This is all just to be clear. This is not Laurel's platform. This is just me kind of like guessing and going, is this what's going on? I'm asking questions. Is this what's going on? Because
I think there's a lot of corruption in sheriff. I mean, if you've followed like the LA thing with their sheriffs, and I mean, I don't know here.
Well, yeah, it's hard to know because there's no oversight. So in the Bay Area, there was a couple of years ago, there was a something on the that we elected to do where we wanted some sort of oversight over the prison system. And in 2 years ago, we wanted this, and they have not pulled it together. Now, after we're suddenly having all these lawsuits being paid out, this guy who died in 2021, $7 million of taxpayer money of this $4 billion umbrella. And literally only one news source that I could ever find about it reported on it. They don't want it out there. And
so they don't, they're telling not to.
And journalists are, you know, being fired left and right in news organizations. Powers that be don't want this information to go there. Anyway, I'm full of conspiracy theories, having been on this journey, and I don't know left from right anymore. I really don't. I just know that I know that I feel like I backed probably to me the person who had the most integrity, mm-hmm. even though she's doesn't have the most experience. You know, but I want to believe I don't want to believe that everybody's corruptible, and I don't think so. But just kind of going through this, I think there's, when you have that much money at play, how could you not be swayed by people who are giving you money?
How could you stay on that straight and narrow and not make a deal with someone? Like, there's a handshake somewhere, and then you have to pay it back. You know, you have to, what's that saying? Quid pro quo. Like, you just...
My back, I'll scratch yours, yes.
Yeah, and so... Maybe you think you did something with somebody who isn't a terrible person or was going to help. I mean, I'm trying to give some of these people that go into it maybe thinking they're going to make a difference, and then.
Yeah. And there's people who do good. There's a couple of the candidates that truly, I think, just based on their character, seeing them out there, I think they're good. But I can't help but wonder, when you have that much money at play, like, how does that even affect your brain? Like, that's, You know, like when I maybe it's just because we come from such humble places that we are grateful for our clients who pay us to do the work we're supposed to do, but we are certainly not going to like be all, you know, like I have never as many times as they used to ask, they don't ask anymore, but you know, the favors, like there's nothing in me that would ever cross that line to do something for more money, you know, to do something, you know, And I'm not saying that's not, I'm talking about just massage therapy. Like there's laws and limits that we follow, right? Like in our world. And I'm not putting down people who have to do that at all. It's just, for me, it was just more.
No,
like,
we've made clear we don't.
But I'm just saying, like, as far as like holding my, you know, what I do and like what I say I'm going to do and what I don't do, like that's just, those are my lines, and I would never cross them. Maybe if I had a starving child, I would, but you know what? I would not feel bad about doing that. But I'm also like a rule follower. And I also think that prostitution should be decriminalized also, but as it is, it's not. And I just, you know, like I'm a rule follower like that. Anyway, I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm just saying, like, when I check my heart and what I do, and I look around at politicians and stuff, and I just, I can't help but question, when that much money is at play, what is going on?
Yeah, the voting is just so, it's very confusing right now. Like, oh my God. And then there's some people, they're not, it's just them. So what do you do? Like, oh, here, it's me running or what? Like, oh my God. And then if you see endorsed by so-and-so, then I'm like, I'm out, you know, and then, but I'm like, okay, what about this one? They're just like our presidential race. Like we're
lesser of two evils, right? Like constantly.
Oh, like we have to get, but people, please vote. Don't vote for that third party and the whole, you're giving a vote to the wrong person. Ah, I'm so nervous.
I know. So I'm really excited to skipping forward to Fresno to Jen Cruz. I haven't done any deep dives yet, and I know that there's some clips out there of her pushing back on some things and stuff. Yeah. And she's out there, like, what reminds me of her is what Laurel and I are doing, just hitting that ground running. You know, I don't know what kind of I'll be really interested to know what she's doing.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I've been following her on TikTok and I didn't realize. I was like, oh, okay, I've been following her. Cause she's like, follow, you know, they send out that thing, please follow me on TikTok. But I was like, I guess I've been following her, but
cool.
I can't wait to hear what she has to say.
Yeah. And yeah. She'll tell people, you and whoever else might listen, what this, the Board of Supervisors does, because most likely, and I haven't looked into her race, most likely probably people haven't really run up against the incumbent in a while. And that's what happens. And so people don't really know what's going on with the money that's there, nor what the Board of Supervisors truly does. What is this role? Why are we paying $150,000 plus, at least here, $150,000 plus salary every year? What are you doing?
Is it Fresno Free or Free Fresno? What's our Instagram? They post some good stuff of what's going on, and they have done some live, like there, you know, watching the what's going on. I should have watched it one time. I couldn't. I watch it, but it was like in the middle of the day. But is it Free Fresno? Free Fresno on Instagram. I know you follow them too.
I do, but I have literally, girl, I have not had any time to catch up on any news, and I feel really stupid for it. Fresno. Okay, I see. Oh, Rogue Fresno, the whoop whoop Fresno Land.
Fresno Land. Yeah, there's two though. There's another one.
But
Fresno Land. Yeah, that's a really good. Oh my, and also U Spark Valley. That's a really good one to follow too. They were off for a while. Oh, Rogue. I'm so excited that Lisa's coming down for Rogue and we're seeing someone special, and our friend Janelle's coming, going out to dinner. And oh, I hope we can see some of the other shows. I feel like they're going to, I usually get a pamphlet from the, you remember that nail guy that used to come by? I don't know what happened to him. He probably retired, but he would bring me the Rogue pamphlet every year. And I don't have one. I know there's one online though. Somewhere.
Yeah, they probably are trying to be all green and stuff. Everybody stops with that.
They have No, they have them.
Oh, cool.
Because they have their muse on the front of it. You know how they revealed the muse? She's kind of like a redheaded kind of.
We're getting our construction work. Sorry about the loud noise behind me.
I can't hear it at all.
Okay, so let's find shows by date. So maybe we should look at the 9th, right?
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm so looking forward to it.
What is this?
Oh, Confessions of a Woman's Prison Guard.
Ooh, that's a good, oh, that's going to be a good one. Because you know what? That Comrade Sink, he talks about stuff about prison. Oh my God. Like he had relationships. Could you imagine what she has? Oh my goodness. When is that? Is that March 9th?
Yeah.
Should what time? Good.
It's at 12:30 to 1:15.
Oh,
at the Lotus Room. Should we go?
I can't go to that one. I have to work in the morning. I actually have to change a client, but you guys can go to anything and I'll meet you.
I know, but you want to go with you.
I know.
Done. Are you done for this?
I'm done just probably. I'm going to have to move my 1 o'clock because I wouldn't even be done with her. So I will be done 1:30. I probably move her to 9 a.m. and just suffer. I have to do it. Okay, but let's see. Do you see the burlesque one? I thought that it's probably not on that day, though.
I'm just looking through. What would it be called?
I don't know. That's my problem.
There's something called Titillated, an intimate reading of comic erotica.
Oh, that's fun.
Five to 5:45. I'm just going through. Maybe it's in the evening, you know, like the last day it's going to be like.
Oh, this one is champagne. Oh, it's on Sunday, though. It's called Champagne Cabaret Noir.
I could do that. I could come around.
Yeah, we could come. Vintage style burlesque with performances straight from LA. Immerse yourself in the captivating showcase featuring comedy, live singing, and of course, classic burlesque.
Hmm.
Rare. But okay, so what's after? Let's see. So we need to go by. What else is on there?
I'm looking.
Let's see. And,
something at Fiti Fiti Beachy, but that's like later, 6:30.
We need to go eat there sometime too.
Yeah, they got some good food.
Yeah, I like it there. I like the vibe.
They still have the vibe. Is it still the same? Kind of really cool. They don't have the 10th up yet. Is there something that you're seeing that I'm not?
I didn't.
Or what about Friday? I can come in Friday too.
Yeah, let's. Are there any late? Oops, I lost my whole thing. What do they have late Friday?
Well, let me look.
I lost my whole page.
Well, that Confessions of a Women's Prison Guard is at 8:30.
On Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go to that.
Yeah. I'm just going to go through. Let me just go through and see what else is here. Thanks for hanging out with us, you guys. We're planning our life on. We had an amazing guest. We had a political rant, and now we're having fun. Looking forward to some fun.
Yeah, if you're here, you're around this area, hopefully you are. You come to Rogue Festival. Yeah, we are going to see our friend RJ in what's exactly it called? Becoming what's the name of her show? Let's see.
Becoming a girl. I think we're supposed to buy this dumb wristband, Lori.
No, I have them already.
You bought the wristband?
Yeah, I did. I have them.
Okay. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, we should, I don't have my phone. Let me see if I, well, anyway, I think we should go to this one on Friday also. We'll see if Janelle wants to go to that.
Yeah, let's go to that. So where's that? Let's get tickets for that.
I'll get that one. I'll just get 3. And if she doesn't come, it's okay. It'll be a donation.
Okay. If not, well, I can't think of, we can find some, right? If not, we'll go by ourselves.
We'll have an extra seat so we can like lounge.
We'll say
we'll take a seat so we don't have to sit next to anybody gross. No, That's amazing. I'm just kidding. Hi, you guys. I'm trying to be
I'm just
rude.
kidding. You know, we're not mean girls.
Too much coffee.
Too much coffee. I bought a new coffee pot because, you know, it's a ninja and I wanted it because it was my friend's like, look at this new ninja coffee pot. It's on sale at Sam's Club and it does all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, I have Sam's Club cash and this and that. I'm gonna buy it for myself for Valentine's Day. And I did. I'm so excited because I haven't made a pot of coffee in a lot. You know, I drink instant like you do a lot and I love instant, but I have coffee pots on my counter. Now I have this. I can make the pot, or it also does a pod, which I think is very exciting. But only coffee people will understand, right?
Right. Okay, here I'm checking out. Cool. We'll have to
Oh, you
tell.
got them?
I
Oh,
so
yay.
Friday night, right? Like that sounds good. Friday, March 8th, 9:30.
The 8th. Okay.
Figure out, oh, I guess it doesn't matter where it is. It's in Fresno somewhere.
Yeah, what venue?
Hope and Healing Center. No, thank you. Not a robot. It is at six, the Lotus Room.
I don't know where that is. I don't know what that is.
Olive, 626 Olive Avenue.
I guess they're all just right there, but I don't know where to pick up the tickets.
I think we got them online. Looks like they're online. It's a download ticket.
But the wristbands.
It probably shows up on your, oh, I don't know.
I guess I'll look on my receipt and see. You know what? They are really nice. I've DM'd them numerous times because I really wanted to be a sponsor. And then somehow it was closed, or I didn't get in. I didn't get the email back. But I think next year we should be sponsors.
Oh, that'd be great. Then we could we can use it as a tax write-off.
And we have our name up there because I'm like, I wanted to like do that. I was like,
We
put
could do reviews. We could review shows. Oh, that'd be so fun.
well, let's. We're going to anyway. We're going to review.
Yes, we are. Okay, well, that sounds exciting.
Thank
Get
you.
out of our chairs and into the world and not be
Yeah.
about all these politics and stuff. I don't know.
I
And
know.
we got some more hater mail out there, but that's okay.
Oh,
Don't
we did.
look at it. Don't read
Don't read it.
it. Yes. I was just like, oh, well, but thanks for listening. Not hater. It takes a long time to build up a tough skin, I think, and I think if anybody knows us, generally, like, we're talking out our pie hole, like, this is just us hanging out, and this is how we'd be around each other with or without a recording. Thank you for joining us. But if you don't like it, don't listen. Please, thank
What do you
you.
want from us? Like, what do you want from us? I know I didn't get my, I thought it was kind of funny, the hater on the other one, but I'm not even going to acknowledge it on there at all because I just think, like, why? If you don't like it, don't listen. I mean, I have all kinds of podcasts. I'm like, eh, it's not for me, but I'm not going to go in there and say, why are you talking?
Yes.
You're
Why are you
fake.
taking a bubble bath?
Yeah. Oh, we're going to be bubble broadcasting forever. So, get over
Yes,
it. You wish you were, you can bubble broadcast with us, whoever you are.
sir. That's
It's
right.
maybe that's what you want to. I mean, and if you don't want to,
And if
keep
you want
moving.
to, you can pay to join us.
Yes.
You can come sponsor us.
Yes. I mean, I have all these podcasts. I listen to some and not, and then they're just not for me, but I'm not going to get hate on them.
And the other thing too is like I passed through. Like I used to just love this one guy. I won't say his name because I still like him and I don't want to diss. But and similar, several political women. But after a while, I just couldn't hear. It was just too much the same. And I would hope that we give a variety of things that maybe you don't like one thing, but come back, say hi, come on and say hi. And share your life with us. That's really why we got this started, so people could share their lives with each other. But yeah, I won't get too hung up on that.
And that's what we're doing. And I feel like, you know, we're not the same every day, which is kind of neat that it's different. You never know. But I think there are people that want to hear like specific topics every day, I guess. I don't.
I know. And I don't think that, I don't know. We were potpourri. Isn't that what you call it? We were potpourri.
Feel free. There was something other. You had another.
Cornucopia. You said cornucopia.
Cornucopia. Oh, Leanne hates when I say it. She goes, Mom, you've been saying that word for the longest time. But you had another one, mommies or mom something. You had a like a trademark.
I don't remember.
We remember because we're Gen X. We drank from the faucet.
Too much lead poisoning. No. I don't know. Plastic poisoning from made out of? I don't know. Like well water. Too much well water.
Yeah, well water. It tasted good though. It was good.
I keep hearing that it did, and I can't taste water. I don't know. I can't ever like I don't you know, people like really like their water. And then they have, you know, just flavors about, you know, they just, I don't know. I don't get water.
Taste, I guess so, whatever the earth is or whatever, but.
Chlorine when it's in water, like when they chlorine
in the, sometimes you could smell it. I haven't lately been, but I am trying to stop with the bottles and I bought a thing to filter it. And I actually, that water tastes good. Like clean or some, there is something to it, but there's a couple of different brands of bottled water. I won't say that I'm like, oh, that tastes like dirt. But, and then my daughter's like, that's probably what it's supposed to taste like because the other ones probably are, I don't know.
Well, the only thing about water is that I think it's completely wrong that Nestle is got water rights in California and is taking our water, and whoever the fuck let that happen. You're wrong, and you should be fired because I think next to housing and healthcare and safe schools and safe world, we should have clean water. You know, these should be rights, not just like a privilege.
And
like
we shouldn't buy it. I don't understand, like, why we have to pay for water.
They talk about that in the Bible, BTW. Like, if they say that it's end times when you're something about this. That when you're paying for water, because water is something that is supposed to have been God given, right? Like, but people, you know, Nestle specifically, I think Nestle is the one that's all over California.
Yeah, so, I think coming all the way down because one of my clients said that they're by his place in Southern California as well. But I thought it was, it must be origin. Isn't it somewhere up north, like where it started and where they have, they're in bed with, you know, that couple that runs the whole. Oh, and Leanne is doing a paper about redlining, I think, in Fresno. And I hope when she'll let us read that would it.
Be great. Yes, because, and you know what? Redlining doesn't stop just because, you know, you think it institutionalized shit happens. Like, you schools start off a certain way, and then they stay a certain way because there's, it you know, there's the limits around it. What is it about redlining? Okay, so my friend, okay, so Piedmont, this critique in Piedmont now, has these parking restrictions on the outside of between Oakland and Piedmont over kind of in this one area. And they, at a certain time, you get your car towed if you're parked there and you don't have a permit to park there. That actually could be considered a form of redlining. Between the, because the area that it's on, it's really high density. So there's a lot of apartments and the apartment, there's no parking, that parking for everybody all the time there, you know, it's okay. They make do, but there's this whole strip of Piedmont that, so it's Piedmont on one side, but they own both sides of the street for the parking. And then over here is the, so it's Oakland, Piedmont Street, and then Piedmont. And they've taken the whole street and turned it into basically private parking at night after 10 o'clock.
Wow.
So it's like they're shoving Oakland. And I don't know if it's so much redlining, but it's just like a form of redlining where at some point you're not allowed to be there after a certain time if you don't live there. Right.
It's wild. I saw this thing on TikTok about how when they built the 10 freeway in Southern California and there was this like affluent Black community and you know, it was like in the 30s and the 30s and 40s. And, you know, movie stars live there and singers and this and that. And they literally like took it and domained it, tore down these beautiful homes to make the freeway. when they could have, I mean, there's other things they could have done, but you know, and they did it because of the way things were going then. They wouldn't have done it to another neighborhood. They could have ran it through a different area. So
Yeah,
it'll be what Leanne comes up with here. I'm curious about it.
I want to catch up and hear how school is going for her.
I know, I want to too. I told her to, she needs to get a change her fire thing. It's still beeping. I guess she went up there to do it.
Oh.
Her ceilings are so high that they're
Oh.
doesn't go that high.
Oh my
I'm like,
God.
I go, go in the other room. She's like, it's in every room. I go, go in the bathroom. Yeah, because
Oh.
we need to, I want to talk, get her on here to
I'm
talk.
sorry. She can come maybe outside.
That's what I told her. I go, go sit on your patio or something. So, because she won't come on screen anyway. So, which
Oh.
I know, I wish she would. Maybe she will at some point in Cambria too. But how are your girls doing?
I think they're okay. Ginger just went to Arizona and she did a she went to gymnastics. She's in the club gymnastics and she competed, and I think they won some trophy things or whatever. Yeah, she hasn't done it in years. So she's doing good. And then Kira just she just signed up to do to dog walk and stuff, you know, and that's kind of cool. I like that. I, you know, hey, if
There. People have, oh, their dogs, you know, they're loving their dogs there.
love their dogs. I'm like, you're not charging enough. She's like, and so she raised it a little. Anyway, I shouldn't say that, but I'm, you know, people pay for, you equality, you know, you take care of your animals. And she's a really good with pets and stuff, but I think she's just trying to figure it out. Like, she's just settling into LA, and I think there's not like this big urgency to kind of go get some. I don't know. I'm not going to speak for her, but I know that, you know, she's just thinking about the future and like, what can I do? And she's. I would think that she's probably a little bit comfortable. You know, she's got a couple jobs and she's doing the dog, you know, like she's just okay. But I think there's got to be an anxiety because she's coming up on 26 years old. And then, you know, that's going to be like no more health care, right? Like health with us, right? Like there comes that time, like you don't, I mean, we could help continue to pay for that, but it's so expensive and kind of like you want your kids to be able to like, you know, take care of themselves. And I think she's wanting to make sure she can do that.
She can do, I still have to do Covered California, and then she can
Yeah,
go.
get a job that maybe has it, but I think it's really sad. We need to have universal health care. We need to get more people to become doctors and nurses so that universal health care is both the provider wants to be providing and the people who are cared for are cared for. I mean, these are just basic things that we could be advocating for, but and the political will is not there to kind of create those situations, you know. We don't want to pay for people to go become doctors and nurses and stuff like that. We want to saddle people with that stuff.
I have a client that was a social worker, you know, for like EBT and Medi-Cal or whatever, and I can't quote them, but they were saying that it costs less to provide Medi-Cal right now. So really, like we were saying, it would be cheaper really to do universal health care than whatever is going. I don't know. They told me a lot of info, which I wish I could get them on anonymously to talk about that. Because they were like, yeah, it would be for the best.
Yeah, for sure. And there's proof of that. And there's also ways to make housing affordable too, but somehow they keep talking about how housing units are like $1 million each. And I'm like, what are they talking about? Like, how are we not being able to provide basic housing for people? And I just saw something else too. There's like all this freaking land between like the ocean and Silicon Valley. Like, fucking swaths of land that are owned by California or some owned privately or something, and like some of that land could be given up so that we can grow outward. You know, there's
Funny because, like, you know, the downtown, those abandoned high rises that have all the graffiti, it's been all over the place. It just reminds me when people say they don't want the homeless housed in their neighborhood. But guess what? The homeless are sleeping in your neighborhood. They are sleeping in tents in your neighborhood. They're under the bridges. So wouldn't you rather them be there's three that the city could just make into like I These are human beings.
It should be illegal for them to start projects like that and not finish it.
Like, well, one got in trouble, and I think one is going to jail. That was from the city council or whatever, because they were taking kickbacks from these billionaires. Because and Ernie was saying, like, when you make these deals, like, this money should be in an escrow account. You can't just say, oh, all these billionaires went belly up, and then, oh, we're going to charge them fines. How are you going to get those fines when they're already, you know? So I haven't paid too much attention to it right now, but I think these taggers and these artists, what they're doing is trying to bring light to it. It looks so ugly, the building itself and the scaffolding, and it's very dangerous to even walk down the street. 2019, this happened. This is horrible. You can't even walk on the street right there. It's dangerous. It's so.
And it's probably attracting a certain element that is not safe anyway.
Yeah, it is. And I think that's where these artists have done this to bring light to it. It's like, I'd rather look at that art than all that crap, but like, get it together.
It looks like when I'm looking at it right now, I put it on the news, in our thing, people are parachuting off downtown graffiti. Oh my God. There's inside of it. Oh, I'm going to put that up there too.
Oh, you should see it. We went down there to it, and it just, like, you know, giant wires sticking out and all, but like, and then every once in a while from where our friend lived, there'd be like one guy in there, like working on something. We've been laughing about this for the last couple of years, and we didn't realize what was going on. We didn't know that they had went bankrupt. We just thought it was really, so there's like one guy just like way up on like 20th floor doing some kind of like or whatever, like, what is going on? And then all of this comes to light when this graffiti comes up. So now it looks crazy. It's very crazy. Like, it's covering the whole sidewalk, like I said, because it has scaffolding. They have all that green, like, net stuff over it so people can't get in. They have cops down there now. So you're utilizing resources that could be used for other things. And it's dangerous. It's attracting, you know, I don't know what's going on. Like, I don't know, because I don't live down there, but it's an interesting situation to see what will happen. But you could house homeless people. You get a lot of homeless people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Well, then, you know, here's the thing. Taking care of other people is also an industry that sometimes these nonprofits have a lock on. But the problem is, we're not like educating people to be able to take care of them. We don't have enough social workers. We don't have enough care workers. Yeah. We don't have enough this or that. And we're not paying them enough. I mean, here's the thing. And I'm going to just put it out there that as much as people say Barbara Lee is crazy for saying $50 an hour for a minimum wage, I don't think so. I don't think so. And we were talking, did we talk about this yesterday for a minute on the show where it's like, you know what? That could afford people to split jobs. So people don't, you could work 4 hours and somebody else could work 4 hours. And then you could have a freaking life outside of being a slave to the machine.
You could take care of your kids. You could go to one of their events. You can go to their soccer games. You go to their performances and stuff. Say, sorry, can't go because I have to work. And I'm a dedicated employee, but are they dedicated to me? Absolutely not. Probably.
But we should need to take care of like the people in the world. And that it would be one way of saying that we could. And somebody did the math of like what it actually costs to live, especially in California. And it's probably like $37 to $50 an hour, depending on where, even in Fresno. Like, I think that's one of the things that when I became a massage therapist, and I remember people being like, oh, why do you want to do that? I'm like, no place else without a degree could I make, well, at the time, $25 an hour. And then up to now, 80 to 100 in the Bay Area, and like literally nowhere. And I could come to Fresno and probably just work 2 or 3 hours and be okay, be able to live, right? Like, it's not that outside of the idea of the world that we live in. If you're,
but that people need to really live it, and we can live. But then if you're only making $16.50, they're like, oh, those are, I hate that line. Those are for teenagers. And so teenagers work at midnight, or teenagers work through the day. Like, these jobs aren't only open when teenagers can work. These are people in the world that It's not just for teenagers. These are teenagers. Cool.
They're disparaging people who work minimum, you know, with the idea of this. It should be a maximum living wage. Like this should be, we need to also honor the fact that whatever you choose to do as your profession, you're good. You're a good person. You're not lesser than or higher than a CEO or whatever. Like it just sick of that structure.
But that's what you, there's a place for everyone. And but $16.50, I was like, how could you, I couldn't pay the rent here. I would have to have a roommate, or I'd have to go rent a room or something. And like, I don't know how people make it, and why would you want them to live like that?
We also are, by doing that, we have a lot of people staying at home, staying with their parents. And we're also facing the fact that like Italy, Japan, and some other country, they're not having children. Like they're not having children to create the society for the future, to take care of the people that are there. Like the population control is going down. And not that not that that's a terrible thing we'd adjust, but that's what happens in like wolf societies, like wolves, like if there's not enough food to eat in their world, they don't have pups. They don't have as many pups, but if it's abundant, then they suddenly have more pups. But that's kind of what we're having to do here. We don't have the resources to support our society. And I think that, and it's also driving people to get married later, have children later, not be able to buy a house. Maybe if they wanted two or three kids, you know, they are down to one or two. Who can afford kids? They're so expensive.
Well, and why do, I know people always say it's the mom and pops that, but you have that one burger place up in Washington or Oregon and they pay $20 an hour. But McDonald's can surely afford to. They're like, well, then they're going to raise the, like, it's not like they're going to lose. They make billions of dollars. Like you could pay people more without raising your, I don't even know what it costs to go to McDonald's. I didn't know. I haven't been to McDonald's for a year, like 15 years at least.
Probably a good idea. Same. Maybe a Diet Coke every now and then I'll go get.
I used to go get like a iced tea, you know, I really liked the iced tea, but then my daughter's boyfriend said it was $30-something for him and his son to go. I was like, what? It used to be like, that's where you went when you didn't have any money.
The dollar menu. Yes.
Do they even have a dollar menu?
I don't think so.
No. I would get, the last time I went, I got a hamburger, the little fries, and then my iced tea, but they have soy in their meat and they have soy all over McDonald's. So it would make me sick, but you can afford to pay people more.
Amen. And with that, I'm afraid I have to go and walk the districts.
I'll think of
getting the word out. That, or if it's raining, I have to go grocery shopping.
I wish I could do it. Where is it?
Take it. You have to go close to the screen. Go that way. It always seems to be like when you're over to the, maybe you need to go back. Now do it.
It's off. I just looked
at your other hand. To your other hand. I think it was the other hand.
Hello, hello, hello. Like, what is she doing?
I don't know.
On me. Yes. I don't care. Read it anyway. So there.
Well, thank you for joining us and hanging out with us. This was so fun. And thank you, Michael, for joining us in the Hood Dentist. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, thank you, Hood Dentist. And I cannot wait. And I will, we'll talk about it and put it on when I get it.
Yes. All right. Have a great day. And I'm going to see you again soon. Come back Thursday, everybody. We're going to talk to Jen Cruz, running for Board of Supervisor, District 5.
Hey, bye.